Okay. I'm gonna drop this needle. This is the song Closer to Fine that Amy and I, Indigo Girls, is it playing? There it is. I recognize that. Amy and I recorded this on our eponymous first album for Epic Records. The album is called Indigo Girls. The song is Closer to Fine, and it was released in 1989. And I wrote this song on a porch in Vermont. My family used to go and vacation out in the woods in this cabin that had no electricity, and we cooked everything on a wood-burning stove, and it was pretty idyllic. But I used to bring my guitar on vacation, and so I remember sitting, I have a picture of it actually, sitting on this front porch and writing this song. At the time, I had graduated from college, and I was thinking a lot about the sort of insular world of academia and how the one thing I learned in school basically is you can't believe everything you read or hear. And then I just started thinking about all the things that we, all the things that we seek as sources for answers to our questions in life. So in the chorus, there's a whole litany of things, like it's the fountain of youth, or you go to the mountains, which is where I was, or you go to the Bible, or you work out, or you stay vigilant, or, you know, you visit the professor. So this whole song is describing what we do to get our answers. But in the end, you have to take a little bit of everything in order to be closer to fine. And that's the crux of the song. The fun thing about this song live is that usually we have an opening act, and whoever's from the opening act or the whole band will come out during this song, which is usually an encore song, Closer to Fine. And that artist or that band or whatever will come and sing the last verse. So we've sung this song so many times I can't even count, but I never get tired of it for that reason, because live there's always someone new singing the last verse, and they sing it in different ways. Like we recently did a show with Bonnie Raitt in Minnesota, and she sang this verse. I died and went to heaven right there on the spot. And we've had Chrissy Hynde during the Lilith Fair sing a verse of this song, and Sarah McLachlan, and just people that you couldn't imagine as a fan, which I am a fan before I'm a performer. So this is a bit of a hootenanny song for that reason. And if we don't have an opening act or there's no one there to sing the last verse, then the audience sings the last verse, because typically at our shows, everybody knows the words to this song. So it's like Amy and I started as a bar band. It was always a hootenanny. People were always jumping up on stage. Everybody was always singing with each other. So this song just carried that tradition right up to this point, all these years, I mean, literally decades later. We shot the video for it in Atlanta. Those were crazy days when it was like you're signed to a major label and you have a budget, you can shoot a proper video. So we brought all our friends, like my manager, his son, who's like in his 20s now, was like 2, and Caroline Aiken, the local artist who took me and Amy under her wing. The Hot House Flowers, who sang on this track, are in the video, and we toured with the Hot House Flowers. So it's just like the whole song and the spirit is about community, reaching out, finding your answers with a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So it's really of the folk tradition for our people and for all people. And it's just, it's got a chorus that you can sing and remember that's easy. And I can't believe it's been all those years ago that I sat on that porch and wrote this song. But that is the full story, as far as I can remember. Closer to Fine. Thanks.